Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As delivers, and JT hits one of the gap, right center, he'll win the game. Castellanos will score, and the Phillies beat the Mets on a walk-off by JT Realmuto.
What a time to be alive.
Well, what a moment it was. The Phillies get 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Mets. And Hugh Douglas, this magic number, it is dwindling by the day. So that win yesterday, coupled with the Braves giving up, by the way, 7 runs in the 9th inning last night to the Los Angeles Dodgers, that puts the Phillies' magic number, Hugh Douglas, to clinch the National League East at 5. We are at 5 now to clinch the division, which tells me this is just a matter of days now. This is a matter of this week at some point. They start a series tonight in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Ranger on the mound against Milwaukee. So it's a matter of time now. It's just chopping off these numbers, whether it be the middle of this week or more towards the end of this week, the weekend. It's happening. The Phillies are going to clinch the National League East. A couple more numbers for you because these matter. 9 is the number to clinch a first-round bye. Now, these numbers could be chopped off pretty quickly here, right? They're playing the Brewers this week.
Mm-hmm.
If the Phillies sweep the Brewers, the magic number for a bye would be 3. They would chop 6 off of the Brewers, the magic number there to clinch at least a bye. But here's the big one, Hugh Douglas. 11. That's the magic number for the number one overall seed. 11.
Okay.
Combination of Phillies wins and Dodgers losses over the next, how many weeks do we have left?
Two weeks?
2 weeks, I guess. 2 more weeks of the season. 11 is the number for the number one seed. So 5, 9, and 11. I mean, they're going to have the division clinched pretty quickly here. I think it's by this weekend against the Mets.
Let's do it this weekend, baby.
They'll finish it this weekend. The bye, I believe, will be clinched early next week, the 9. And then it's a matter of can they finish it off and get the number one seed over the Los Angeles Dodgers. But it was a great weekend for the Phillies, and they're getting close now to all those. You know, we stopped getting those calls about the division and then blowing the division. That's disappeared.
And nobody asking you to take it back.
No, it's all gone now.
Nobody celebrated you for declaring it over and being right.
I tried to tell everyone this thing was over in June.
That's how it works.
Mm.
Shame. You hate to see that.
I mean, that's
how it is.
It was over in June. All right, 215-592-94. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Paul on the cell talking some Eagles tonight. Paul's a little nervous. What's up, Paul?
Hey, I'm a over 40-year Eagle fan, and I kind of agree with you, but I wouldn't call it worried about it. I say I have concerns, legitimate concerns. You got to have a level head when you look at these things. You just can't go at it from, like, I'm a fan, so we got all these great guys on our team. We're going to overwhelm Atlanta. They're another NFL team. We have a history with Kirk Cousins. He could carve us up at times. And I have concerns about their pass rush. I haven't seen them put a pass rush on anybody yet. And that's what if Kirk Cousins stands back there and gets a tap the ball, he's going to cut us to pieces. But then they have a running game, so... And that the Eagles defense, I have concerns about that too, that side of the ball too. So he's not, you can't just dismiss these. Like you can't just take your fandom and just say, oh, they're going to kill the Falcons. The Falcons stink. But, you know.
He's being rational, Joe.
Yeah, rational.
He's being rational on game day.
This is WIP. What rational? Now, Paul, I hear you, and I understand why you're saying that and what Hugh's saying, but I do think it's a good time to face the Falcons. If this game was in November, I'd be a lot more concerned.
Yeah, you like it. You like the timing, definitely.
Yeah, the timing's good. They have extra rest, and they're at home. I mean, I just think it all kind of lines up to
Absolutely.
Where they should still win this game, even without AJ.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And it's their home opener. The fan, yep. the crowd's going to be crazy. There's no question they should win the game. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people are comfortable with. And there's going to be some fingernail biting it before the game's over. Like,
that's all.
How are we playing like this against this team? We should be, you know, up by two scores, but it's not going to work out that way.
It was some ugly football that was played yesterday.
Yeah, there was.
It was some ugly football that was played.
That's the other thing. I watched this game. Dallas got destroyed by New Orleans. San Francisco lost to Minnesota.
Man, look how the Giants lost that game that they played yesterday.
The funniest part about that was I think they're like only the second or third team in history to score three touchdowns, allow zero, and lose the game.
Man,
it's almost impossible to lose.
It's weird. And it's not meant – I'm not trying to come on here and get people all in their feelings. I'm just going by what my gut's telling me. And my gut's telling me, like, you can't go into this thing thinking everything is going to be okay. It was bizarro world yesterday.
Well, you know what else it wasn't, Paul? Yeah, it was. It was, and we appreciate the call. It's whatever you think in week one might not be real. That's every year in week one.
I've told you the team that in the beginning of the season, they're not as good as bad as you think they are. And that's what has me nervous. It's because we saw T.J. Watt and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were picked to lose that game, go into Atlanta.
Push them around.
And physically beat them up. And I'm telling you, people, the reason why I'm saying this is because I know what it's like to get pushed around and then get cussed out that whole week after you gotten pushed around.
Like when Willie Rowe pushed you around?
Yes, and how – thanks a lot, Joe, for bringing that up. But how you are coached and how you feel during that week, like – it's the worst week of your life, especially coming out of the gate like you did. Their offensive line is watching a film where they got just dragged all over the place.
Yeah.
They're not trying to come up in here and get dragged again. And on the flip side, you're talking about a team that won the game in Brazil that, you know, yeah, some questions about the pass rush, but you won the game. So, it's you know, we'll get them next week. Those are two different mentalities that you're coming from. I remember the week when I didn't get a sack or we played bad. Tommy was in my ear. I could not wait. Whoever I played against that following week, he about to catch hell.
Mm.
He about to catch hell. So that's how I'm thinking when I say this. It's like we don't got our number one guy out there. That team is going to block. I anticipate them blocking better, much better than they did the week before.
Well, they probably will. There's no question about that. But that's why we got all these players that we brought. Everyone tells me about how great this roster is. Well, one guy's down. They should be able to make up for it. 215-592-9494. Well, one more quick baseball thing with the Phils and looking ahead to the postseason. Then we'll go back to your phone calls. This caught our attention late last week, and then it's picked up some steam over the weekend. Here we know the Phillies and Dodgers jockeying for that number one seed. Phillies have a 2-game lead right now, 3 when you factor in the tiebreaker. And you kind of look at those two teams, most talented teams in the NL, likely to face off in the NLCS. I mean, upsets happen, but I think it's a pretty decent chance we see Phillies-Dodgers. And Hugh, how about this? A little extra angle to a potential Phillies-Dodgers playoff series. Shohei, he might be getting back on the mound soon. Listen to this report, Aldon Gonzalez of ESPN.
That on top of him potentially winning an MVP and getting to 50-50, he might pitch in the playoffs? All of a sudden, that's not impossible. The Dodgers have been saying flatly no to the idea of Shohei Ohtani being available in October all year. Today, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts left open that possibility, saying that it is a non-zero chance that he would be an option for them. I mean, look, Shohei Ohtani continues to progress in his rehab from a second elbow surgery. He might soon face hitters, and the rest of the Dodgers starters are still kind of going in the opposite direction. Tanner Glasnow had another setback today. Clayton Kershaw is still on the injured list. The Dodgers still look exceedingly shorthanded with their starting pitching. Now, I should add the caveat that at this point, it's still probably a little bit of a long shot. There's still a lot of steps for Shohei Ohtani to clear. I'm told that if this is an option, it wouldn't be until the NLCS, maybe even the World Series.
Could you imagine the theater if it's the NLCS and Shohei is pitching in that thing? Because we didn't think he was going to pitch all year.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I was shocked when I heard it.
Yeah. And for them to even consider pitching him, I guess you have to assume that he could be somewhat effective.
Sure, and they're also down a lot of pitchers. They have a lot of injuries with their pitching staff.
Yeah, because I don't think you just want to throw him out there just to be throwing him out there because you need arm. I think you honestly feel like he could be effective in this situation.
Man, Bryce Harper against Shohei Ohtani, Ohtani pitching and Harper hitting in the postseason in NLCS
would be
incredible theater. Incredible. All right, we haven't heard this guy in a while, but on a game day, I need to hear what Herb in the Northeast has to say. Herb, how we doing?
Herb, somebody was asking about Herb. Somebody was asking about Herb.
Herb, you ready on a game day?
Of course I'm ready. But, Joe, come on. I just got back from Rio last night.
You was down there for a while.
How was it down there, Herb?
In Atlanta.
Yeah?
I was in Atlanta sitting at the bar watching the Kansas City game, dude.
So how was it down there?
Well, I'm going to be doing a YouTube, or I'm going to be doing a show as soon as I get a chance with Johnny Marks up in Collegeville. You're going to hear a lot of good and a lot of bad about San Paolo.
That's good. I'll check that out, Herb, whenever we see that. All right, Herb, what do you got first? You ready for the game tonight?
I guess
they're ready. Of course they're going to win this game.
Tell them, Herb.
It's the luck.
All right. Well, I missed that last. That's all right, Herb. We appreciate it.
Something about the Flyers.
Yeah, I figured. It's just the rookies played this weekend. What they do?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Hugh, are you ready to calm those nerves after Herb? He was in South America for 2 weeks. He's back.
I wonder what Herb was doing in South America for 2 weeks, though. I mean, that's what I was thinking about.
I mean,
it's a lot of time to be in South America just chilling. Yeah. Am I still nervous? Yeah.
After hearing Herb?
Yeah.
He just told you they're going to win.
Listen, I never said they weren't going
to. Listen to the people.
I never said they weren't going to win. I mean, that's not where my nervousness lies. But it's not going to be the cakewalk that we want it to be. It's not. It's just not. And I feel like that's going to be the case. This is going to be 10-yard fight tonight.
Woo. All right.
It's going to be a 10-yard fight.
215-592-94. I need to hear from some confident fans tonight to convince you to stop being so plant-based. Your calls on that. Plus, we'll get to a parlay later on. I got a feeling we're going to have a little battle like we did last time with the parlay. Because I know Kyle, and Kyle's going to want to bump up that spread, alt spread, and Hugh's over here saying, I don't know about that. We'll get to that. Our same game probably for tonight. Plus, more on the man being honored tonight. What Jalen Hurts had to say about Nick Foles, and Jason Kelce in the morning show as well. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel. What a great NFL weekend it was. And you have another chance to start the season with a big return on FanDuel. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, you'll get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet on tonight's game. Let's go with Saquon over rushing yards. Bijan over rushing yards. Both running backs tonight have a good game. And I like the over on receptions for Devontae Smith. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season. FanDuel Sports. The official partner of 94 WIP FanDuel, an official sports.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Quick partner of the NFL.
The Eagles are 2 seconds away from jubilation or despair. Foles in the shotgun is rolling, firing. Touchdown! The Eagles win! Jeremy Maclin! The Eagles win! Foles to Jeremy Maclin!
His name I haven't heard in a while.
Maclin. Foles' first win as an Eagles quarterback. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilius. Tonight is a special night. One, it's the real home opener. I know they were home last week, but tonight's the home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. Pregame show starts at 6. And joining us in the 7 o'clock hour during the pregame show will be Nick Foles himself before he officially retires as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. We're excited for that tonight. So many great memories with Foles here, including a Super Bowl championship. That play to really start off his winning as an Eagles quarterback. Jason Kelce, last week on the morning show, spoke about Nick Foles and what he thinks he means to this city.
You know, Nick Foles happened to play the best game of his career in the biggest game against the best quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And it's just such a... I mean, it's the epitome of like a Cinderella story. And it's a guy that was unheralded, really wasn't successful at other stops. Like, I love Nick.
Yeah,
and like,
true.
I think he's a fantastic player. And he was one of the guys, whenever he's in the huddle, I felt like, hey, we're about to go dominate. But for whatever reason, at these other stops, it never really panned out. And I think that in some ways, Philly probably even loves that more. Like, there's something about Philadelphia, yeah. And we've talked about it, like, one of the reasons I'm doing this show even, like, they love their own more than, like, most cities do. And, like, Nick Foles feels like he's Philadelphia's.
Totally. Yeah.
More so than, like, I don't know that anybody feels. Like, it's like this, like, it just feels very, very much
there's no
like
city
he was
like
meant
this.
To play for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that there was, like, this divine plan for him to come here and dominate. And just such a great person, a great teammate, And a fantastic player. And I don't know that there's any type of words that can sum up what he means to the city. I mean, you talk about like Rocky. Like, he basically was like the Rocky of quarterbacks in the NFL, kind of.
I think it's a great way to describe Nick Foles. By the way, Jason Kelce, who was talking about Foles there, Hugh, he's going to be doing the pregame for the ESPN tonight, right? That's his gig now?
Yeah.
But we found out today that Jason will also be part of the actual broadcast of the game during the third quarter. He's going to hop on with Buck and Aikman tonight, third quarter ESPN. So Kelce will be doing part of the game as well. Jalen Hurts last week, he was talking about Nick Foles, and you know, he found out last week that Foles is going to be honored here tonight for this game.
Nick Foles is being honored. Is he someone you've gotten the chance to...
Monday night?
On Monday night.
Of course, cool.
Is he someone you've gotten a chance to either know or watch, or I guess aware of the history that he has here?
Nick's from Texas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never met him. But obviously a legend here. A lot of respect for him in his game, and I'm happy and proud of all the success he's had, and I'm glad he's able to share that moment.
So then they did meet yesterday, or there was a photo of the two of them yesterday. So now they've met. So now tonight, Jalen, you know, has met Foles before his big night. Jalen also talking here and asked about that Super Bowl and watching it, and then the Philly special, of course.
Watch that Super Bowl that he played in?
I did. I think I was at Alabama, I think. Yeah.
What did you think when they ran Philly?
Great play. Great call. great catch. Great execution.
You had one of those at Oklahoma, I think.
I did. But yeah.
Y'all
trying to get at something this week? Y'all want to see or something?
Well,
yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
Well, that begs the question.
Can we win the game, man?
Hold on. How much better would it be
if
we run the Philly special on Foles night?
Can we just win the game?
Come on, Hugh.
Well, would they have won the Super Bowl without the Philly special? No, answer is probably not.
I know we all want to live in nostalgia and all that, which is cool.
Yes.
I'm all for that. I want to win this football game tonight.
You're more likely to win it with a touchdown off the Philly special.
Okay.
I mean, touchdowns are good.
No, they are. But knowing the significance of the night, I mean, and I might be way off on this, and maybe I might be overthinking this a little bit. You don't think they probably thinking the same thing?
And this is actually an honest question.
There's no way they see it coming.
Do you think
Do
you think Raheem Morris and the Falcons staff actually prepared their team this week against Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts for the Philly special, a play the Eagles ran 7 years ago?
No, listen. When you go into the – like, when you're in a situation like they're in, you don't leave nothing to chance. Like, you look at everything. Like, coaches – that's why they have advanced scouts and stuff.
Right.
I would not – I mean, it would be great if it happened, But I wouldn't put too much stock in that.
But really, if we know Sirianni like we know Sirianni, this is a very Sirianni thing. I mean, he wears T-shirts with players' faces on them.
Y'all good and crazy.
Hold on. I don't think it's crazy to think they run the Philly special tonight. This feels peak Sirianni to me.
How many points were we up by?
No. It's tie game.
And you want to run? Okay. I hear you.
I don't think it's going to happen. How cool would it be?
It would be cool.
Second quarter, tie game, fourth and three from the seven.
People would go bananas. But
all people would go crazy.
They would go bananas. I just want to win the game.
Well, if it works, you're more likely to win the game. And that's the bottom line.
I hear you. I just want to win the game. Right. I don't want to be none of that trickery.
Come on.
Kyle, if I know Sirianni like I think I do, they've talked about this. It's got to be in the back of their head.
I've heard that before. Live a little. Quit being so uptight.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, listen.
What's the worst that happens? It's a failed play? I mean, you could have that on any play.
Worst that can happen is a pick six. I mean, could you imagine?
I didn't want to say it.
Hold on a second.
I didn't want to say it. Like, you know, in our corner.
It's
like,
true.
Don't you think the coaching point on the Philly special is if it's not there wide open, just run?
Yeah, but you never know.
I know.
You asked what the worst thing that could happen was. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Well, now I got two nervous Nellies in here.
I'm just saying. You asked.
I know, but I thought you'd be the one that said, yeah, run the Philly special.
I do want to run it.
Debbie Downer.
You asked what the worst thing that could happen.
I just want to lock in and win this game tonight.
You guys
can
I order you some cheesesteaks? I mean, now Kyle's plant-based, the least plant-based guy I know.
Dude, I want to run the Philly special. You asked the question what the worst that could happen was.
I wouldn't mind a cheesesteak, though, and tonight.
Well, go to the press box tonight.
It's going to be some serious tailgating down there. I might have to go down there a little early tonight.
Well, speaking of serious tailgates, we got a little something coming in a few minutes about the most serious tailgate I've ever seen. Josh in Redding. What's up, Josh?
It's an Eagles game day, baby.
Let's go, Josh. It sounds like there's no nerves for Josh in Redding.
Nah, man. The only trepidation I got is on my fantasy team this year. Hugh, that was some nice numbers, but I'm going to get my team together and I'll be back in the league. Quick.
Oh, no, it's cool.
You're the one he got?
Yesterday was just a lucky day for me, man. When it started Thursday night, to be honest.
James Cook,
when he went off, I was like, damn, I got a chance to actually win a game.
Yep. I knew it was going to look like a good week. But I think I got some words to say to maybe make it feel a little bit better about today's game. I think on the offense side of the ball, we have two number one receivers, and we're going to see Devontae Smith go out, remind everybody who he is and what he is to this team. Dobson has a very good opportunity to come out and play a game that makes him a possible number two in the future. You know, he's playing for, like, his career, really. Goddard's another guy. He hasn't given us a lot. But tonight's going to be an opportunity for him to put up career numbers. Jalen Hurts got to knock off the rust. Saquon's going to do Saquon things. On the defensive side of the ball, Kirk Cousins ain't ready. They're going to light him up. He's going to be a deer in headlights. He's going to know what's coming at him. I see three picks out of him tonight. I'm calling four sacks. And you know what else?
Yeah, I called
that last
one. 12th
man, baby. The 12th man.
He needed some music.
There you go. Tonight, Eagles fans are going to be on fire. How did they not advance?
Now we're talking.
Right.
Nervous for Kirk Cousins in primetime against people tailgating since 5:30 in the morning? Come on, Hugh. 5:30.
That game fired up, Hugh?
Those gates are open at 1 o'clock for an 8:15 kick.
I guess because I'm the only person probably thinking about this rationally right now because everybody's caught up on the game day, which, you know, it's going to be a great day.
You hear that Eagles chant, dude?
I did. It was awesome. Beautiful. Beautiful Eagles chant.
And?
We need to win this game tonight.
I'm not a bookmaker, but that chant alone should have moved the line a half a point.
It's the awful.
Well, because people are disappointed.
Why?
Come on.
Because I'm being honest.
Because today, honestly,
it's today the day that I chose to be honest.
It's the plant-based nature.
It's
of this.
Not. It's,
oh,
it's
stop.
Can I just share with y'all how I go about my takes?
Are you taking this into your head?
This is a scary place. Because I thought I explained it in the 10 o'clock hour, but I guess I got to explain it at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the games, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying the Jets game and the Tennessee game. And I see Will Levis throw that pick and his coach call him a mean and hurtful name on national TV.
His coach was right.
He was. He was like, he said what he said. He was a father disappointed in his son. Like, what are you doing? So I get the news that AJ's out. Like, initially I got it. And I look at my phone. I just put the phone down because I'm like, I don't want to see it. And then somebody beside me told me, they said, hey, you know AJ's out. And I was like, damn. So now the wheels are turning. And I'm thinking to myself, now, this is a different game now since he's not out. No disrespect to Devontae Smith, because it's as much as I try to explain it, that's what people hear, oh, you're being disrespectful. No, I'm being strategic. And I'm going to tell you why. Because now I'm thinking, okay, you got your number one receivers out. How am I going to attack this team knowing that they're going to have a weapon that's not going to be out there? Okay, because my thought was when AJ was playing that AJ Terrell was going to go with him wherever he goes. That's going to be the matchup. That's the key matchup. So that gives everybody else a chance to eat because you got your best corner on the best receiver. So now that he's the best corner that they have. So Devontae Smith is going to eat because of that. So now you go into the game and I'm thinking to myself, okay, how are they going to attack him? Now you take AJ Terrell and you put him over Devontae. And then you add another factor to that. Because now you're talking about Jahan Dotson, who's a guy who basically was on another team, didn't pan out, got cut, first round draft pick.
Yep.
I'm double teaming the Slim Reaper.
And they might tonight.
Don't be surprised if he gets double teamed, even if they have AJ Terrell over there. You know why you do that? Mm. To make sure you take away that target from Jalen. You take that away. Now you make Jahan Dotson beat you. If that's what you want to do, we're a passing team. And Howard has pointed that out to me on more than numerous occasions. And on top of that, the defense up front, whether you want to believe it or not, they didn't give up a touchdown last week, if I'm not mistaken,
no,
Joe.
No, they didn't.
They didn't give up a touchdown. So they're stout up front. If they double team the Slim Reaper, Skinny Batman, Devontae Smith, they double team him and they get good play up front, they got a chance. That's all I'm saying. They got a chance because now they're going to stop the run, or they're going to try to stop the run. And now you have Jahan Dotson, who we feel good about him, but we don't know about him. We don't. So that's where the trepidation comes for me.
And I understand it, and nothing you said is wrong there. I mean, it's all, you broke it down in a way I think we all would say, yeah, that certainly could happen. But if the quarterback is as good as everyone thinks he can be, then he finds a way tonight.
Whether he does.
By hook or by crook, he finds a way. I also noticed something, you know, I don't know if Kyle picked up on this. You know what you did yesterday?
What'd I do?
Well, you said earlier that you were watching all the upsets in the NFL, and it kind of got your mind working, right? Sort of the wheels started turning. You're looking at other people's grass. You are looking You drove around the neighborhood yesterday and you saw you saw the grass in Minnesota with Sam Darnold. You saw the grass in New Orleans and you said, about this.
He's right, Hugh.
No.
You looked at other people's grass?
No. I looked at y'all taking my words and twisting them.
Yeah,
but no,
that's what we do.
This is what I did. I'm watching and I'm like, damn, this ain't the Sunday that we thought it was going to be.
I agree.
That's a fact. And I'm like, Dallas, the first one, I'm like, damn, they're getting trounced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my first thought was, okay, again, going to, you're never as good as a bad as you look in the first part of the season because everybody's still trying to figure it out. But I'm like, dog, New Orleans looked pretty damn good.
They did. A lot of teams that we didn't expect.
They went to town. Like, they looked so good. Them Saints fans was out there having a parade at the Dallas Stadium, which was ridiculous. So I'm thinking, okay, that might be a problem. You know, Minnesota Vikings look like they got life.
They do. Good coach. Yeah, they got some good players there.
The Baltimore Raiders game was a slugfest. That was a straight up and out slugfest. So it's one of those things. I'm like, okay, this is not going to be as easy as we once thought it was. That's all. I was like, it's not going to be easy. And the news with AJ being out kind of compounded all of that for me.
I get it. I hear it. I mean, I also hear this, that the Eagles are at home. They have extra rest in this game. They have a better they have a better team overall. I mean, there's a reason they're still 5.5-point favorites over the Atlanta Falcons, even without AJ Brown. And they have the crowd behind them, and they're not losing on Nick Foles night. I mean, it's just unacceptable to even anticipate that. They're going to find a way tonight to win this football game. Let's go to Mad Mike, King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, what's up?
First off, that fraud, scrawny fraud, Devontae is going to get exposed.
exposed. And talk about one of the most protected backs.
I mean, come on.
I didn't do that. See, that's not what I'm doing.
You did this.
I did not.
But that's the truth. This guy is so protected because everybody rolls to AJ, and he's got like the third and fourth backup scrub cornerbacks on him at all times. Like, he's going to get exposed so hard today. And then your fraud quarterback's going to get exposed too. Like, with his number one guy not there, he can't throw to his safety net. Like, this whole team is, this offense is a bunch of frauds. And Dallas Goedert's one good sucker punch in a South Dakota bar away from being a
that was
league.
Just way too much.
It was
right
a lot.
There.
Yeah, it was a lot. So who are you picking tonight, Mike?
I'm picking at the Falcons. I think we get run on all night because Jordan Davis is going to eat himself out of the league. And the other, Jalen Carter, is kind of an overexposed fraud defensive tackle, too.
Give us an Eagles chant, Mike.
No.
All right, that's enough. Can I point out, as you know, Mike has his people he doesn't like. I don't know which Eagles he actually likes. I'm not sure if there's any. But can I point this out about Devontae getting exposed? Last year, there's been one game since AJ arrived to Philadelphia he didn't actually play in. Do we remember the game? It was the playoff game last year. The Eagles stunk as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But
Devontae was good.
Devontae Smith's one of the few that actually showed up to play. 8 receptions, 148 yards.
Nothing Rhea was pointing that out this morning.
Devontae did not get covered up. Devontae did not get lost because he didn't have AJ on the other side. Now, unfortunately, nobody else did anything, and that's why they only scored 9 points. But I don't blame Devontae for that game. If he gives us 8-148 tonight, he did his job. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get that much, but I anticipate tonight Devontae Smith to have, I don't know, you know, more than a handful of catches. By the way, why don't we, in a few minutes, we'll give you a parlay tonight, and Devontae is going to be a big part of that for me because I think he's going to play well tonight. All right, let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Yo, boys, game day.
It's game day, Josh.
Yes.
Sounds like you're confident. Can you help me out here, Josh?
Super, super confident. First of all, I'd like to say something to that dope mad Mike. He's so far in outer space, he can't even tune Tokyo.
I wonder if mad Mike can fight. Can he fight? Because he talk a lot of trash.
He's a bigger dude.
I'm just saying, he look like he talk a lot of trash. He talking about Dallas getting punched in Dakota.
That was not
true. It was a lot.
That's a lot.
So real quick, Hugh.
Yes.
You are oozing margarine by the gallon tonight. Come on, dude.
Dude, Josh.
Come on.
What have I said today that you can't say, okay, there might be some truth to that? Tell me one thing that I have said today, Hugh, where I was like, you was like, well, he might be right about that. One thing.
Yo, so hold on, Hugh. Let's do this, right?
Okay.
Did you wake up this morning? I'm going to answer a question with a question. Did you wake up this morning and take a play right out of Joe Giglio's playbook?
No,
I mean,
no, that's
Joe Giglio
not fair.
Wakes up every morning.
Not today.
And he gets worried if there's gas in the car. Oh, my God, is there gas in my car? Oh,
well,
my God.
Hold on, actually. It is annoying when you get in the car and you don't know if there's gas because you got a bunch of time to go get. Anyway, go ahead, Josh.
All right.
So, that does bother me. Yeah.
I can't remember word for word, but you just. Yeah, it's game day, dude. Game day.
No, I hear you.
We're winning, Josh. We're winning.
But
what's up?
But Josh, did you watch any of the games yesterday?
I sure did.
Did you see? Like,
I sure did.
What? Okay, what stuck out to you? Out of all the games,
Dallas
you watched.
Dallas getting walked on.
Oh yeah, you know what,
on.
Josh? That was a stupid question on my part because that probably sticks out to everybody. But there was a lot of upsets yesterday,
don't
man.
Don't you realize when you wake up on a game day, Hugh? It's clear eyes,
see, Josh,
full heart, can't lose.
Wait a minute, Josh. Josh is agreeing with me. He knows it. He just doesn't want to hear.
You're looking at other people's drafts.
Josh doesn't want to hear it because he's in game day mode. That's what, but he understands where I'm coming from.
So let's just say this. Yes, I do have that little bit inside me. But, man,
that's all I asked for, Josh. That's all I asked for.
In the time on a day like today to get the alacrity, it has been the lamest show to this point. Our fan base should be disappointed in themselves. What are we doing? Let's go kick the tar.
Let's go, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Come on now.
It's going to change about, 30 minutes from now. But right now, this is how I'm feeling.
Eagles chant, Josh.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Josh. Give us an Eagles chant.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You ready?
Yep.
E-I-G-L-E-S-E-L.
Thank you, Josh.
Boys.
Thank you, Josh.
That did make me feel good.
It should.
It did.
It should.
Because we, you know what? Josh won't admit it, but we met on common ground.
Because
there.
You're looking at other people's
grass. I am not, Joe.
I mean, you woke up today, you literally put on a plant-based Hugh shirt, you acted like
it. Listen, because it was a nice shirt.
It's a cool shirt.
It's a comfortable shirt. I like these shirts, man. It's
We've cool. lost you, man.
I know.
What are you talking about?
All right, officially, Hugh.
It's the for me.
You lost a sack today. We're sorry, buddy. It's you drop one.
I'm just saying.
You lost a sack.
It's one of those things. I'm watching the games, and I'm like, oh, man. Everything wasn't as it seemed yesterday, and it's not a cakewalk. It's just
he loses the sack.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I just want to put a declaration out there, just make sure we're all on the same page. All right, so one of us today, nervous on game day, the other not. One of us believes defense still matters, one does not. I think it's pretty clear I'm the football guy on this show. And I don't know what Hugh is anymore.
I'm the football guy. I am the voice of reason on this show. On a game day. Ain't nobody trying to hear it, but I'm just trying to tell you what I'm thinking. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
When I get down there, I'm going to ask the Eagles who really is in the Eagles Hall of Fame, me or you. Because I'm the football guy
on this
show.
I'm just saying, man. It's just, you know, it's
Hold
just
Hold on.
One
we
of
did not
things.
Agree with you replacing.
The Eagles are 2 seconds away from jubilation or despair. Foles in the shotgun is rolling, firing. Touchdown! The Eagles win! Jeremy Maclin! The Eagles win! Foles to Jeremy Maclin!
It's a name I haven't heard in a while. J-Mac.
Maclin. Foles' first win as an Eagles quarterback. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Julius. Tonight is a special night. One, it's the real home opener. I know they were home last week, but tonight's the home opener at Lincoln Financial Field. Pregame show starts at 6. And joining us in the 7 o'clock hour during the pregame show will be Nick Foles himself before he officially retires as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. We're excited for that tonight. So many great memories with Foles here, including a Super Bowl championship. That play to really start off his winning as an Eagles quarterback. Jason Kelce, last week on the morning show, spoke about Nick Foles and what he thinks he means to this city.
You know, Nick Foles happened to play the best game of his career in the biggest game against the best quarterback in the history of the National Football League. And it's just such a... I mean, it's the epitome of like a Cinderella story. And it's a guy that was unheralded, really wasn't successful at other stops. Like, I love Nick.
Yeah,
and like,
it's true.
I think he's a fantastic player. And he was one of the guys, whenever he's in the huddle, I felt like, hey, we're about to go dominate. But for whatever reason, at these other stops, it never really panned out. And I think that in some ways, Philly probably even loves that more. Like, there's something about Philadelphia, yeah. and we've talked about it. Like, one of the reasons I'm doing this show, even, like, they love their own more than like most cities do. And like, Nick Foles feels like he's Philadelphia's.
Totally.
Yeah. More so than like, I don't know that anybody feels like it's like this, like, it just feels very, very much
no
like he was
like
meant
this.
To play for the Philadelphia Eagles, and that there was like this divine plan for him to come here and dominate. And just such a great person, a great teammate, And a fantastic player. And I don't know that there's any type of words that can sum up what he means to the city. I mean, you talk about like Rocky. Like, he basically was like the Rocky of quarterbacks in the NFL, kind of.
I think it's a great way to describe Nick Foles. By the way, Jason Kelce, who was talking about Foles there, Hugh, he's going to be doing the pregame for the ESPN tonight, right? That's his gig now.
Yeah.
But we found out today that Jason will also be part of the actual broadcast of the game during the third quarter. He's going to hop on with Buck and Aikman tonight, third quarter ESPN. So Kelce will be doing part of the game as well. Jalen Hurts last week, he was talking about Nick Foles, and you know, he found out last week that Foles is going to be honored here tonight for this game.
Nick Foles is being honored. Is he someone you've gotten a chance
at? Monday night?
Monday night.
Of course, cool.
Is he someone you've gotten a chance to either know or watch, or I guess aware of the history that he has here?
Nick's from Texas, right?
Yeah.
I've never met him. But obviously a legend here. A lot of respect for him in his game, and I'm happy and proud of all the success he's had, and I'm glad he's able to share that moment.
So then they did meet yesterday, or there was a photo of the two of them yesterday. So now they've met. So now tonight, Jalen, you know, has met Foles before his big night. Jalen also talking here and asked about that Super Bowl and watching it, and then the Philly special, of course.
Watch that Super Bowl that he played in?
I did. I think I was at Alabama, I think. Yeah.
What did you think when they ran Philly?
Great play. Great call. Great catch, great execution.
You had one of those at Oklahoma, I think.
I did. Yeah.
Did you think
y'all trying to get at something this week? Y'all want to see or something?
Well,
yeah,
that's
what they're trying to do.
Well, that begs the question.
Can we win the game, man?
Hold on. How much better would it be if we run the Philly special on Foles night?
Can we just win the game?
Come on, Hugh.
Well, would they have won the Super Bowl without the Philly special? Answer is probably not.
Can I know we all want to live in nostalgia and all that, which is cool.
Yes.
I'm all for that. I want to win this football game tonight.
You're more likely to win it with a touchdown off the Philly special.
Okay.
I mean, touchdowns are good.
No, they are. But knowing the significance of the night, I mean, and I might be way off on this, and maybe I might be overthinking this a little bit. You don't think they probably thinking the same thing?
This is actually an honest question.
There's no way they see it coming.
Do you think? Wait, all right.
Dog. Okay.
Do you think Raheem Morris and the Falcons staff actually prepared their team this week against Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts for the Philly special, a play the Eagles ran 7 years ago?
No, listen. When you go into when you're in a situation like they're in, you don't leave nothing to chance. Like, you look at everything. Like, coaches, that's why they have advanced scouts and stuff.
Right.
I mean, it would be great if it happened, but I wouldn't put too much stock in that.
But really, if we know Sirianni like we know Sirianni, this is a very Sirianni thing. I mean, he wears T-shirts with players' faces on them.
Y'all good and crazy.
Hold on. Yeah. I don't think it's crazy to think they run the Philly special tonight. This feels peak Sirianni to me.
How many points were up by?
No, it's tie game.
And you want to run? Okay. I hear you.
I don't think it's going to happen. How cool would it be?
It would be cool.
Second quarter, tie game, fourth and three from the seven.
People would go bananas. But
all people would go crazy.
They would go bananas. I just want to win the game.
Well, what if it works, you're more likely to win the game. That's the bottom line.
I hear you. I just want to win the game. Right. I don't want to be none of that trickery.
Come on.
I know Sirianni like I think
Live
I do,
a little.
They've talked about this. It's got to be in the back of their head.
I've heard that before. Live a little. Geez. Quit being so uptight.
That's right, yeah.
Hey, listen.
What's the worst that happens? It's a failed play? I mean, you could have that in any play.
Worst that can happen is a pick six. I mean, could you imagine?
I mean, I didn't want to say
hold
it.
Hold on a second.
I didn't want to say it. Like, you know, in our corner.
It's
like,
true.
Don't you think the coaching point on the Philly special is if it's not there wide open, just run?
Yeah, but you never know.
I know.
You asked what the worst thing that could happen was. That's the worst thing that could happen.
Now I got two nervous Nellies in here.
I'm just saying. You asked.
I know, but I thought you'd be the one that'd say, yeah, run the Philly special.
I do want to run it.
Debbie Downers.
You asked what the worst thing that could happen.
I just want to lock in and win this game tonight.
You guys
can I do
order
that?
You some cheesesteaks? I mean, now Kyle's plant-based, the least plant-based guy I know.
Dude, I want to run the Philly special. You asked the question what the worst that could happen
cheese
was.
Steak, though, and tonight.
Well, go to the press box tonight.
It's going to be some serious tailgating down there. I might have to go down there a little early tonight.
Well, speaking of serious tailgates, we got a little something coming in a few minutes about the most serious tailgate I've ever seen. Josh and Redding. What's up, Josh?
It's an Eagles game day, baby.
Let's go, Josh. It sounds like there's no nerves for Josh and Redding.
Nah, man. The only trepidation I got is with my fantasy team this year. Hugh, that was some nice numbers, but I'm going to get my team together and I'll be back in the league. Quick.
Oh, no, it's cool.
You know what?
Yesterday was just a lucky day for me, man. When it started Thursday night, to be honest.
James Cook,
when he went off, I was like, damn, I got a chance to actually win a game. for real.
Yep. I knew it was going to be look like a good week. But I think I got some words to say to maybe make it feel a little bit better about today's game. I think on the offense side of the ball, we have two number one receivers, and we're going to see Devontae Smith go out, remind everybody who he is and what he is to this team. Dobson has a very good opportunity to come out and play a game that makes him a possible number two in the future. You know, he's playing for, like, his career, really. Goddard's another guy. He hasn't given us a lot. But tonight's going to be an opportunity for him to put up career numbers. Jalen Hurts got to knock off the rust. Saquon's going to do Saquon things. On the defensive side of the ball, Kirk Cousins ain't ready. They're going to light him up. He's going to be a deer in headlights. He's going to know what's coming at him. I see three picks out of him tonight. I'm calling four sacks. And you know what else?
Yeah, I called
the 12th
that
man, baby. The 12th man.
He needed some music.
There you go. Tonight, Eagles fans are going to be on fire. How could they got a chance?
Now we're talking.
Right.
Nervous for Kirk Cousins in prime time against people tailgating since 5:30 in the morning? Come on, Hugh. 5:30.
And That game fired up you?
Those gates are open at 1 o'clock an 8:15 kick.
I guess because I'm thinking, I'm the only person probably thinking about this rationally right now because everybody's caught up on the game day, which, you know, it's going to be a great day.
You hear that Eagles chant, dude?
I did. It was awesome. Beautiful, beautiful Eagles chant.
And?
We need to win this game tonight.
That, to me, I'm not a bookmaker, but that chant alone should have moved the line a half a point.
The awe for me. It's the awe for me.
Well, because people are disappointed.
Why?
Because, you, I mean,
why?
Come on.
Because I'm being honest.
Because today, no, honestly,
it's the day that I chose to be honest.
It's the plant-based nature.
It's
of this.
Not.
Stop.
Can I just share with y'all how I go about my takes?
Are you taking this into your head? This is a scary place.
Because I thought I explained it in the 10 o'clock hour, but I guess I got to explain it at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the games, right? And I'm sitting there and I'm enjoying the Jets game and the Tennessee game. And I see Will Levis throw that pick, and his coach call him a mean and hurtful name on national TV.
His coach was right.
He was. He was like, he said what he said. He was a father disappointed in his son. Like, what are you doing? So I get the news that AJ's out. Like, initially I got it, and I look at my phone. I just put the phone down because I'm like, I don't want to see it. And then somebody beside me told me, they said, hey, you know AJ's out. And I was like, damn. So now the wheels are turning. And I'm thinking to myself, now, this is a different game now since he's not out. No disrespect to Devontae Smith, because it's as much as I try to explain it, that's what people hear, oh, you're being disrespectful. No, I'm being strategic. And I'm going to tell you why. Because now I'm thinking, okay, you got your number one receivers out. How am I going to attack this team knowing that they're going to have a weapon that's not going to be out there? Okay. Because my thought was when A.J. was playing that A.J. Terrell was going to go with him wherever he goes. That's going to be the matchup. That's the key matchup. So that gives everybody else a chance to eat because you got your best corner on the best receiver. So now that he's the best corner that they have. So Devontae Smith is going to eat because of that. So now you go into the game and I'm thinking to myself, okay, how are they going to attack him? Now you take A.J. Terrell and you put him over Devontae. And then you add another factor to that, because now you're talking about Jahan Dotson, who's a guy who basically was on another team, didn't pan out, got cut, first-round draft pick.
Yep.
I'm double-teaming the Slim Reaper.
And they might tonight.
Don't be surprised if he gets double-teamed, even if they have A.J. Terrell over there. You know why you do that? Mm. To make sure you take away that target from Jalen. You take that away. Now you make Jahan Dotson beat you. If that's what you want to do, we're a passing team. And Howard has pointed that out to me on numerous occasions. And on top of that, the defense up front, whether you want to believe it or not, they didn't give up a touchdown last week, if I'm not mistaken,
no,
Joe.
No, they didn't.
They didn't give up a touchdown. So they're stout up front. If they double team the Slim Reaper, Skinny Batman, Devontae Smith, they double team him and they get good play up front, they got a chance. That's all I'm saying. They got a chance because now they're going to stop the run, or they're going to try to stop the run. And now you have Jahan Dotson, who we feel good about him, but we don't know about him. We don't. So that's where the trepidation comes for me.
And I understand it. And nothing you said is wrong there. I mean, it's all, you broke it down in a way I think we all would say, yeah, that certainly could happen. But if the quarterback is as good as everyone thinks he can be, then he finds a way tonight.
Whether he does.
By hook or by crook, he finds a way. I also noticed something, you know, I don't know if Kyle picked up on this. You know what you did yesterday?
What'd I do?
Well, you said earlier that you were watching all the upsets in the NFL and it kind of got your mind working, right? Sort of the wheels started turning. You're looking at other people's grass. You are looking at it. You are. You drove around the neighborhood yesterday, and you saw
Joe.
You saw the grass in Minnesota with Sam Darnold. You saw the grass in New Orleans, and you said, I don't know about this.
He's right, Hugh.
No.
You looked at other people's grass.
No. I looked at – see, y'all taking my words and twisting them.
Yeah,
but no,
that's what we do.
This is what I did. I'm watching, and I'm like, damn, this ain't the Sunday that – we thought it was going to be.
I agree.
Like that's a fact. And I'm like, Dallas, the first one, I'm like, damn, they're getting trounced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my first thought was, okay, again, going to you're never as good as bad as you look in the first part of the season because everybody's still trying to figure it out. But I'm like, dog. New Orleans looked pretty damn good.
They did. A lot of teams that we didn't expect.
They went to town. Like, they looked so good. Them Saints fans was out there having a parade at the Dallas Stadium, which was ridiculous. So I'm thinking, okay, that might be a problem. Minnesota Vikings look like they got life.
They do. Good coach, yeah. They got some good players there.
The Baltimore Raiders game was a slugfest. That was a straight up and out slugfest. So it's one of those things. I'm like, okay, this is not going to be as easy as we once thought it was. That's all. I was like, it's not going to be easy. And the news with AJ being out kind of compounded all of that for me.
I get it. I hear it. I mean, I also hear this, that the Eagles are at home. They have extra rest in this game. They have a better they have a better team overall. I mean, there's a reason they're still 5.5-point favorites over the Atlanta Falcons, even without A.J. Brown. And they have the crowd behind them, and they're not losing on Nick Foles tonight. I mean, it's just unacceptable to even anticipate that. They're going to find a way tonight to win this football game. Let's go to Mad Mike, King of Prussia. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
Hey, Mike. What's up?
First off, that fraud, scrawny fraud, Devontae, is going to get exposed. Talk about one of the most protected backups.
I mean, come on. I didn't do that. See, that's not what I'm doing.
You did this.
I did not.
But that's the truth. This guy is so protected because everybody rolls to AJ, and he's got like the third and fourth backup scrub cornerbacks on him at all times. Like, he's going to get exposed so hard today. And then your fraud... Your fraud quarterback's going to get exposed too. Like, with his number one guy not there, he can't throw to his safety net. Like, this whole team is, this offense is a bunch of frauds. And Dallas Goedert's one good sucker punch in a South Dakota bar away from being a
that was
league.
Just way too much.
It was
right
a lot.
There.
Yeah, it was a lot. So who are you picking tonight, Mike?
I'm thinking that the Falcons. I think we get run on all night because Jordan Davis is going to eat himself out of the league, and the other Jalen Carter is kind of an overexposed fraud defensive tackle too.
Give us an Eagles chant, Mike.
No.
All right, that's enough. Can I point out, as you know, Mike has his people he doesn't like. I don't know which Eagles he actually likes. I'm not sure if there's any. But can I point this out about Devontae getting exposed last year? There's been one game since AJ arrived to Philadelphia he didn't actually play in. Do we remember the game? It was the playoff game last year. The Eagles stunk as a team.
Mm-hmm.
But
Devontae was good.
Devontae Smith's one of the few that actually showed up to play. 8 receptions, 148 yards.
Nothing Reed was pointing that out this morning.
Devontae did not get covered up. Devontae did not get lost because he didn't have AJ on the other side. Now, unfortunately, nobody else did anything, and that's why they only scored 9 points. But I don't blame Devontae for that game. If he gives us 8-148 tonight, he did his job. I mean, I don't know if he's going to get that much, but I anticipate tonight Devontae Smith to have, I don't know, you know, more than a handful of catches. By the way, why don't we, in a few minutes, we'll give you a parlay tonight, and Devontae is going to be a big part of that for me because I think he's going to play well tonight. All right, let's talk to Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Josh.
Yo, boys, game day.
It's game day, Josh.
Day. Yes.
Sounds like you're confident. Can you help me out here, Josh?
Super. Super confident. First of all, I'd like to say something to that dope Mad Mike. He's so far in outer space, he can't even tune Tokyo.
I wonder if Mad Mike can fight.
Heck?
Can he fight? Because he talk a lot of trash.
He's a bigger dude.
He talk a lot of trash. He talking about Dallas getting punched in Dakota.
That was a lot.
That's
a lot.
So real quick, Hugh.
Yes.
You are oozing margarine by the gallon today. Come on, dude,
Josh.
Come on.
What have I said today that you can't say, okay, there might be some truth to that? Tell me one thing that I have said today,
Hugh,
where I was like, you was like, well, he might be right about that. One thing.
Yo, so hold on, Hugh. Let's do this, right?
Okay.
Did you wake up this morning? I'm going to answer a question with a question. Did you wake up this morning and take a play right out of Joe Giglio's playbook?
No,
I mean,
no,
Joe Giglio wakes
fair.
Up every morning.
Not today.
Like, he gets worried if there's gas in the car. Oh my God, is there gas in my car? Oh
well,
my God.
Hold on, actually, it is annoying when you get in the car and you don't know if there's gas because you got a bunch of time to go get. Anyway, go ahead, Josh.
All right,
that does bother me. Yeah.
Hugh, I mean, you're. I can't remember word for word, but you just. Yeah, it's game day, dude. It's game day.
No, I hear you.
We're winning, Josh. We're winning.
But
what's up?
But Josh, did you watch any of the games yesterday?
I sure did.
Did you see? Like,
I sure did.
What stuck out to you? Out of all the games you watched,
getting walked on.
Oh yeah,
Dallas, you know what,
Josh? That was a stupid question on my part because that probably sticks out to everybody. But there was a lot of upsets yesterday.
Don't you realize when you wake up on a game day, Hugh? It's clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Wait a minute, Josh. Josh is agreeing with me. He knows it. He just doesn't want to hear it.
You're looking at other people's grass.
Josh doesn't want to hear it because he's in game day mode. But he understands where I'm coming from.
So let's just say this. Yes, I do have that little bit inside me. But, man,
That's all I ask for, Josh. On a day like today, yes.
To get the alacrity, it has been the lamest show to this point. Our fan base should be disappointed in themselves. What are we doing? Let's go kick the tar.
Let's go, Josh. Let's go, Josh. Come on now.
It's going to change about, 30 minutes from now. But right now, this is how I'm feeling.
Eagles chant, Josh.
Yeah. Let's hear it, Josh. Give us an Eagles chant.
Are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
You ready?
Yep. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh.
That did make me feel good.
It should.
It did.
It should.
Because we, you know what? Josh won't admit it, but we met on common ground.
Because you're looking at other people's grass.
I am not, Joe.
I mean, you woke up today, you literally put on a plant-based Hugh shirt, and you acted like it.
Hey, listen, because it was a nice shirt.
It's a cool shirt.
It's a comfortable shirt. I like these shirts, man.
We've lost you, man.
I know.
What are you talking about?
All right, officially, Hugh.
It's the for me.
You lost a sack today. We're sorry, buddy. You drop one.
I'm just saying.
You lost a sack.
It's one of those things. I'm watching the games and I'm like, oh man, everything wasn't as it seemed yesterday, and it's not a cakewalk. It's just
He loses the sack.
Oh my goodness.
I just want to put a declaration out there, just make sure we're all on the same page. All right, so one of us today nervous on game day, the other not. One of us believes defense still matters, one does not. I think it's pretty clear I'm the football guy on this show. And I don't know what Hugh is anymore.
I'm the football guy. I am the voice of reason on this show.
On a game day.
Ain't nobody trying to hear it, but I'm just trying to tell you what I'm thinking. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
When I get down there, I'm going to ask the Eagles who really is in the Eagles Hall of Fame, me or you. Because I'm the football guy on this show.
I'm just saying, man. It's just, you know.
Hold on, we did not agree with you replacing.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.